Ion. Victor Davis Hanson talks about how Mueller actually set precedent to self-incriminate himself and others who were trying to create the downfall of Trump. Will that be unfolding soon?
No, it's not the downfall. It's perfection. It's what's going to put Hillary for prison. It's exactly what you wanted, exactly how you go. He let them do anything you want to do, just like the resisting evil, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just like Judas said to Jesus, do what you're going to do and do it quickly. Get on with it. Do it. Don't quit talking about it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Get on with it. Do what you're going to do and do it right now. Hurry up. Don't wait. Don't second guess. Do your damnedest. And then you better stand back because it's coming. It's coming. And so now all Trump did is said, I didn't collude. I didn't collude. I didn't collude. No collusion because I didn't collude. Okay. Now he's run it all the way through and now they've run out. Now they find out about Vision, GPS. Now they find out who financed all this stuff. Now they found out about the Clinton Trust. Now they found out about Uranium One. Now they found out about how they were all doing business with the Russians to give them 20% of the United States as plutonium. It's so amazing. In exchange for $150 million to the Clinton Foundation. Oh, wait, that got shut down all of a sudden because it's a little bit of a problem. And then the bleach bit and then all the lost emails and then the problems is all coming back. Poor Weenie had more on his laptop than he thought he had on the Snapchat. He had all that in there. And then guess what? Guess what? The old POTUS, the old Silas Do Good Letters. Y'all remember them?
Yes.
Guess what? That's what they found on Weenie's laptop. POTUS,
no.
We had under a suit on him, has everything that POTUS does is classified, was on Weenie's laptop.
Wow.
And, she done sunk a low poison because they couldn't bring all this up. And that Loretta Lynch, bless her heart, and that Eric Holder, bless his heart, they nervous as a whore in church. It's on like Donkey Kong. And what this has done is he's let it flow. And now he's turned around, and now he actually has an attorney general who can say, yeah, what about that, though? Uh-uh. Oh, hell no. We don't run this like this. I don't know who you people think you are, but this, you know, this ain't your little possum-loving Jeff Sessions no more. It's not that. But it's okay because it allowed it to slow down so it could be developed. So because the people are who are in charge of this. It's like when we make the difference between China, the people, and the People's Republic of China. They're not the same thing. You see, they talk about one but not the other ever. Well, you got the American people, okay, and then you got the American people that are the bourgeoisie that's trying to tell you how it's supposed to be. And how that works is you got to be poor so they can be over you. And so Miss Jackson Lee, come on there, Bart. Miss Sheila Jackson Lee can come tell you how you're a prejudiced and how you don't like black people and how they're this and they're that and this and this is that. Then the great state of Texas got all these people leaving California, turning it liberal. So now what happens? Sorry, we digress, but Sheila Jackson Lee is a piece of work. But then what happens is you implicate the post-POTUS into a huge thing because he said he didn't know anything about it. Well, Mr. President, did you not know those emails you sent under this pseudonym were yours? Uh-oh. What other things did you do as the sitting president of the United States that you don't know are? What other things are you complicit with that you also now have suffered from delayed intelligence regarding? Uh-oh, where's Michelle Obama's mama who'd done all this dirty work in the back store? She was driving them children to school. No, she was taking it out the back door. There's all kinds of vile and nasty things fixing to come out. Y'all said it. Do what you want to do. We ain't got no trouble with it. We ain't mad. Burn it down. Burn it down. Y'all set this up and let this thing go to such a state that it almost was unfathomably containable. Well, it's on now. It's out. It's out. You don't have to tell a lie.
Yeah, you said at one point, Judas said to Jesus, go ahead and do it. No, you meant Jesus said that to Judas, just for the record.
Yeah.
He just reversed the word.
For the pieces of silver.
Right. So is Jujitsu Watch with a Tom Felton guy, they just announced they got 422 more emails. Is that something that'll help Trump?
You're welcome, Bob. We never left, but we're back.
Look what I was doing, Susanna, for the last two years. It's right there in the White House.
Control. 22 months.
Yep.
Wow.
And then the Mueller report came out on March 22nd.
Wow.
Then the cathedral collapsed on April 22nd, according to Rocky's calculation.
And you know it's a hell of a day when Alan Dershowitz starts telling you what the world is all about. When Alan fucking Dershowitz is starting to tell you how you should respond to the law. How about that?
Well, he's pro-Trump, generally.
Yeah, but he's a yellow dog Democrat, mostly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's caught himself in the abyss. He can't support what he is because what he is not. You know, that goes back to the Pickwick with Lester Maddox back in the day. You got to go all the way back. These Democrats ain't Democrats no more. It all changes, you see.
What are they now? KKK?
That's Democrats.
Yeah, Democrats are KKK now.
Now they're saying that the Black Caucasians are Democrats when they're Republicans. No, they're Democrats. No, they're Republicans. Wait, we got this all tangled up. Isn't it the Republicans that freed the slaves? How does this work again? You got it so tangled up you can't even see it from scratch. And that's the rub.
Have the Republicans changed? Have they morphed?
They're scared, and that's why Trump is different than all of it. Trump said, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to lock her up, and I'm going to drain the swamp, and I'm going to make America great again. And then guess what? I'm going to use rich people. I'm sick and goddamn tired of poor people sopping up all the gravy. Get rid of the poor, and everything will be all right. You won't have no more trouble. You won't have any social programs. You won't need any. Everybody pay their own way. You need a surgery, you pay for your surgery. If you need help, go see Dr. Dean. She'll help you. If you ain't got the money for it, go and kill yourself anyway because you're going to die sooner or later anyway. If you don't ascend, it don't make any difference. Why waste the resources? Oh, wait, that sounds a bit socialistic, doesn't it? Get in line and we'll take your glib-glabber out when we want to. Get in line, we'll see if we can get you an MRI if we feel like it. Well, it's not really serious. Did you live one day without it? Okay, you can probably live another one. We'll wait. Let's get them glaucomas took care of later. You don't really need eyes to be in a socialist state. So it brings it back to where everybody's doing their own thing, which means you take care of yourself. If you want a new car, buy it. No more credit. No more debt. None. If you can pay for it, get it. If you don't have it. Kill all the poor people. Line them up. Are you poor? Do you have resources? We're going to give you something if you need it. Yeah, we're going to. Okay, bam, shoot them in the face. That saves that resources. All good. And it's like radical Islam terrorists. If you stop them at the border and ask them, say, are you a radical Islam terrorist? And they say, yes, shoot them in the face. You only have to kill about a dozen. They'll quit being that. You'll wipe it out just like that instantly. Nobody will be that anymore. Boom. Here's the deal. Here's the thing. Are you that? Yes, I am. Okay, I feel strongly about this. I feel that some kind of way. Okay, we're going to make you a martyr. We'll love you. We'll kill another Martin Luther King and take the whole week off. It'll be good.
Hey, Ion, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a Trump leal?
It's a Ocasio. It's Ocasio, like Casio.
Ocasio.
What? It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes, that's my question.
She's actually an asset.
Well, that's what she means. That's what Suzanne means. She's an asset for Trump.
When you say Trump Leo from that replacement aspect, it can be a doppelganger, but it's not. It's not a doppelganger, you see.
So she actually is an asset for Trump. Makes sense.
Until she's not.
Well, it's interesting that Madeline brought that up with Q, saying that there's speculation that she's a She's actually with Trump. And that's why her craziness is going to backfire for the Democrats.
Well, I mean, you talk about this craziness, but all you Democrats jumped in and signed on to it. Even we talked about Crazy Maisie Hirata. Mm-hmm. She's so funny. Mm-hmm. She's hysterical. It's just ridiculous.
From Hawaii.
People actually voted for her when she's like, you need to shut up and stand down, or stand down and shut up, or sit up or lay down, or do something. We don't really know. But it sure had something to do with somebody's penis. We're positive.
Okay.
So, Alexander, go back to Trump.
Go back to Trump. Make it easy. Go back to Trump.
Go back to Trump and Ocasio.
Make a comment.
Oh, so is Trump the is Trump rising from the dead here this weekend?
He's not dead.
Well, I mean, rhetorically.
He's not rhetorically dead. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, it seems like. I mean, with the Mueller report coming out, and now everything that's going to happen is going to go Trump's way. So I know.
It's out.
So it seems like, is it finally?
For 22 months, that was going to be the end all be all. That was going to solve it all.
Right.
There's collusion. We know.
It was going to put Trump away.
We got the shovels. We're digging the grave. We're going to take care of this. We're going to put in seven different holes. Because we are the oligarch. If you don't run us, you think you're going to drain the swamp, we're going to show you how to milk out in the coconut. And every single time, without failure, exception, everyone that's raised their hand against our sitting president of the United States has fallen a terrible demise.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Dun, dun. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum. Here's a little something, something you're never gonna forget. Bum, bum. It's coming. We've been working hard for you, Bob. We've been working hard for you.
Okay, is there anybody else who has, okay, Brent. Go ahead,
wait,
Brent.
Wait. She's not finished. She's not finished with Trump. That's the biggest thing ever, ever, ever. And you've got a great deal of energy in this. You've got to have more Trump than that. You don't even want to know if Ivanka's going to be president or not. Come on, you were all excited. You were all excited. Wait a minute, you were all excited when Amway was going to run the education department. You were all excited when you heard about that years and years and years ago. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy, so the boss.
Is Ivanka as powerful? Is Ivanka as powerful or more powerful than Lady Bird and Nancy Reagan?
Oh yeah, more than. Let's say Davis. We have some issues with her, so we like Jane Wyatt much better. Remember the one on Falcon Crest? That was Reagan's first wife. She was so unfortunate. Now, not Wyman, not Father's Knows Best. That's a different one. People confuse them all the time. And some people don't even know who Walter Cronkite is, so it doesn't matter. We're preaching to the choir. They don't have a clue or care. But we want to keep it straight. But now, Miss Davis is a different animal. See, she was beefing with Barbara Bush. That's never good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
It's developing. She's got a good stay. She's her advisors are. Oh gosh. See, Bob will put us back in the box if we say too much, so we have to be careful. But her advisors are sound. How you say it like that? Is that the way you say it, Bob? Can we say that? Maybe.
Sort of? Yep.
And Bob will say, "Oh, say anything you like. It really doesn't matter. It's all good." And it really does. So then it's like, "Oh shit. Okay, here we go." So, c'est la guerre.
Huh.
Please don't put us back in the box, Bob. Please don't put us back in the box.
So we talked about Ivanka.
We'll be good.
Hang on,
Susanna.
Let me. Ion, what percentage of Democrats have shifted in a positive way towards Trump since the Mueller report Because 26. What I see...
26.
Pardon? 26% switched over.
Uh-huh. Well, no, switching over, because now some of that's not necessarily because of what is or is not in the Mueller report. That percentage is growing and gaining because they're just sick of it. They're just sick of it. It's not anything. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And they realize the proclivity of it is going to run this country into the ground.
Did he say 26%, Carol?
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
They're no longer.
Let's say are changing.
Yeah, because the media is still, you know, from what I see, 3/4 of it are still against Trump.
Well, see, that's the same one. That's the same one that says half of America is gay and we should embrace it. See, and nothing against anybody. You should be able to sleep with whoever you want to, but you shouldn't make a gay person feel bad because they're not a tranny.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do. So now it's LGBTQRSTXYZ.
Right, right. But
you're going to sleep with whoever you're going to sleep with anyway.
I'd rather use the example that the media makes us think that vegetarianism is the only way to go when less than 5% are vegan vegetarians. So there's
correct.
This huge media push on this less than diet that
then,
makes people sick.
And then it comes to find out, they go out to those street vendors and they buy pork and they eat it when nobody's looking. That's a whole nother story. And see, no collusion, no problem, no collusion. Now the media is quickly pivoting from the Russia charges. No collusion, no problem, you see. Uh-huh.
Well, what, was there more collusion by Hillary and her team than Trump's team with Russia?
It was complete collusion. Well, it was complete collusion that caused the whole damn, when you lie to the FISA court, to get the damn thing, the dossier that was made up. Do you see what I'm saying? You just keep adding these layers of this crap, and you're like, this is ridiculous.
You can't
get there from here.
Dossier.
Why did Mueller accept the report? Did he think he had to defend his team against Trump?
Mueller made the report.
I know. So he went in there to protect his anti-Trump team. That's why he accepted the role of doing the report. Because he knew he was in trouble. Because Trump won the election. Hillary didn't.
Maybe. You're getting a little bit of
okay,
stretch.
So what is Trump? Okay, what's
like
Trump's
saying,
what is Mueller's motive?
The axe man. He's the axe man. He's chopping off Trump's head to save the empire. Well, it's really not quite like that. He's not trying to save the people who were bad. He thinks he was trying to save the empire. Genuinely, that's what he thought, you see. Even though he realized
that was in the beginning.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
In the beginning.
Correct.
So what does Mueller think now? Has he been swayed?
He is scared. He is scared lifeless because James Comey has more dirt on him personally than anyone else on this planet. And that's why James Comey is on the CNN day in and day out. But it's like Donna Brazile. You can't keep track. That bitch all over the place she's in. That next thing you know, she's running. She'll be sitting in for Sean Hannity before it's over with. You can't get better. You can't get better than that. It's firsthand documented problems. And she's now being guested on Fox News, for Pete's sake. Okay. Now,
have you asked enough about Ivanka Trump, Carolyn, or Susanna?
Well, Ivanka, I mean, she looks presidential to me, okay? In the pictures of her in Africa, she is one tall,
we're keeping her
beautiful,
clean. We're keeping her clean.
Focused
we're
woman.
Keeping her clean. We're keeping her clean.
Yep.
The bats in the belfry are going to stay in the belfry. Don't you worry. There won't be any nastiness that comes up, and if it does, it'll be quelled. You say what you want to about the sitting president. Say whatever you want. Say something about her and see how it works for you.
So what do you say about, what do you say, Susanna? You have a question about Ivanka? Did it get answered?
Yes. I mean, I sense that power. I mean, there seems to be something substantial about her, so that's why I asked about her compared to the past president's wives, who Ion has said are more powerful than the presidents or the power behind. So,
well, the power behind Ivanka is her husband. He's the real power in the whole White House.
Hmm. Well, Kushner. Yeah, but Nick, well, see, you be careful because you have a lot of despondency in that whole window. So if you make him be the head of it when they don't polish the silver correctly, that's going to become his fault. So soften that just a little bit. He may be the hands behind the throne, but it's not like that. Because, see, at the same time, Trump says, this is my world, and I'll run this thing in the ditch if I want to. We're going to make a good deal, or we're not going to make a deal at all. I'll show you. We're going to make a good deal, or we're not going to make a deal at all. We don't give a damn who you are and who you think you are. I don't give a damn what you say. I don't care what you do. Do what you're going to do. Decorum doesn't matter. We're going to make America great again, period. First, that's if it hair-lips the queen. He really doesn't care. Most people don't have balls enough to say that. He does. He doesn't care. He'll dismiss her.
Well, he's spouting the line of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that, Bob. Imagine that.
Yeah.